我们弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to everyone。
我们现在奉主耶稣圣名一起来查考道理神从母腹就分别为圣的人。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we discuss on the topic the one sanctified by God in the womb。
在圣经里面有几个人物，他们在还没有出生以前，神就帮他们起名字，然后就预先告知他们将来要做的工作。
And there are a few people in the Bible that God has talked about their name before they were born and gave them instruction.
在新约圣经里面，路加福音一开始记载施洗约翰是其中一个。
And for example, John the Baptist was one of them.
施洗约翰他还没有出生以前，天使就跟他的父亲说，他这个孩子以后要取名叫约翰。
And before John was born, an angel had come and talked to the father of John that, and to name his son John.
特别提醒说，他在他的母亲腹中就要被圣灵充满。
And he will be filled with the Holy Spirit inside his mother's womb.
他要成为神很重要的先知，要把儿女的心转回归向父亲。
And he will be a very important prophet, and he will turn the people's heart back to God.
他有以利亚的心智和能力。
And he has the ability and the heart of Elijah.
他最后要成为在耶稣基督之前那个声音呼喊百姓预备他们的心，让他们接受耶稣的福音。
And he will be the voice before Jesus Christ's arrival to turn the heart of the people back to God.
所以我们在读新约圣经的时候，我们看到施洗约翰他是一个很特殊的人物。
So we know that John the Baptist was a very important character.
那主耶稣基督其实他在还没有来到人间以前，先知早就已经预言好的。
And before Jesus Christ came to earth, many prophets already prophesied about his coming.
所以在他出生前的700多年，先知以赛亚就已经预言。
And so, for example, Isaiah prophesied the coming of Jesus Christ 700 years before the arrival.
在他要进入人间以前，天使就跟玛利亚说了。
Before he came to earth, angel has already told Mary.
然后也告诉玛利亚说，他的孩子取名要取什么名字。
And you must name your son this name.
然后他以后要做什么。
And what he will be doing when after he was born.
这个就是人类的救主。
And he will be the savior of people.
那在新约圣经这两个人物之外，在旧约圣经有一个人物就是耶利米。
And other than these two characters in the New Testament, there was one recorded in the Old Testament. His name was Jeremiah.
我们最近读经进度在读耶利米书。
And we're currently reading the book of Jeremiah.
从8月开始，8月1号我们就读耶利米书第一章。
So on August 1st, we will be reading Jeremiah chapter 1.
我们要一直读到九月底，把耶利米书跟耶利米哀歌读完。
And we will read until the end of September. We will finish Jeremiah and also Lamentation.
所以将近两个月的时间都要把重心放在耶利米书的信息。
So in these two months or so, we will be reading these, concentrating on these two books.
所以今天晚上呢，要用一点时间跟大家来介绍一下耶利米书以及耶利米先知。
And so tonight we are going to introduce the prophet Jeremiah and also the book.
我们现在请翻开耶利米书第一章。
So let's turn to the book of Jeremiah chapter 1.
耶利米书第一章。
Jeremiah chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节到第五节。
Verses 4 and 5. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you.And I ordain you a prophet to the nations.
这是神的话临到耶利米，特别跟他说明他的出生，他的来到人间有一个很特殊的任务。
And this is a word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah to tell him after he is born what his job will be.
他在没有被造以前，神已经认识他了。
And before he was formed in the womb, God already knew him.
他在还没有出母胎，就是还在腹中的时候，已经被神分别为圣了。
And when he is still in the womb, he was sanctified by God.
被神分别为圣，就是他是要完全属神、服侍神的人。
And when you are sanctified by God, then you belong to God and you're to serve Him.
在他还没有进入人间以前，神就已经指定他所要做的工作。
Before you came to earth, God has already has a mission for him.
神就已经让他知道他。 这个人生所要走的路线。
And God already paved the way for Jeremiah.
那这个就是这个先知特殊的地方。
And this is the special characteristic of this prophet.
神特别跟他 指出他跟其他人不一样。
And God pointed out the difference between him and other people.
要做列国的先知，表示他的工作不是只有对以色列百姓。
And he is ordained as a prophet to the nations, not just the Israelites.
他要把神的信息让众民都了解。
And he will proclaim the message of God to all nations.
那这个时候的耶利米应该是已经到了可以服侍神的年龄了。
And at this time, Jeremiah is at the age that he can start serving the Lord.
第一章的第一节说明耶利米的背景。
In chapter 1, verse 1, describe his background.
他是大祭司希勒家的儿子。
And he is Hilkiah, the high priest's son.
这个希勒家就是在约西亚当王的时候，在圣殿里面找到那一本律法书的那个祭司。
And this high priest Hilkiah was the high priest that found the book of the law during the reign of Josiah.
所以耶利米本身就是祭司的家庭长大的。
So Jeremiah was born to the house of the high priest.
他本来是应当当祭司的。
And he will become a priest when he grows up.
那可是圣经都没有记载在说明到他当祭司的工作，但是直接说明他是当先知，被神选召的。
The Bible never described his role as a priest, but only described his role as a prophet.
那他在约西亚做王13年的时候神的话就临到他，呼召他做先知。
And in the 13th year of the reign of Josiah, God called him to serve.
那这一年就是大概公元前的627年。
And it is about 627 BC.
也就是说，约西亚王当王。在大概你看第十三年约西亚做王是640年开始的。
And when King Josiah reigned, he reigned from 640 BC and on.
好，那到了十三年的时候，神的信息临到他，就呼召他来讲神的话。
So on the 13th year of King Josiah's reign, God called him to speak for him.
从这个时候开始你如果一直看第三节，就会发现耶利米。他从约西亚王开始经历五个王犹大王国的最后五个王他都经历过。
So during the time of Jeremiah, he had encountered five different kings, last five kings.
那到最后一个王就是犹大国被灭，圣殿被毁那个时候。
And the last king is when the temple was destroyed.
即使到了圣殿被毁，百姓被掳以后，他还是继续当先知的。
And when the people was captured, then he was still the prophet.
如果我们就用犹大王国的那个年代来看，从公元627年到王国的时候是586年，他差不多有40年的时间。
So from the time that the end of reign of Josiah, which is 600 BC, until the end of the until the captivity, it was 586 BC. So it's about 40 years.
所以耶利米当先知超过40年。
So Jeremiah was a prophet for about 40 years.
经历了五个王。
And there were five kings in his time.
亲眼看到神的国度被毁，圣城被烧，然后圣殿被完全毁灭。
And he personally witnessed that people were captured and also the temple was destroyed.
那所以他看到这个景象的时候，他心里面极其伤痛。
And when he saw this event, he was in deep sorrow.
这是为什么最后他在圣殿被毁的时候，他写出了耶利米哀歌。
So when the temple was destroyed, he wrote a lamentation.
所以耶利米书跟耶利米哀歌都是他的作品。
So Jeremiah wrote the book of Jeremiah and also lamentation.
那耶利米先知他这本书很长，一共有52章。
And there are 52 chapters in the book of Jeremiah.
那耶利米哀歌有五章。
And there are five chapters in Lamentation.
那这么长的信息啊，耶利米他有一个秘书帮他做记录的。
And in throughout these long passages, he had a secretary who wrote for him.
有一个人专门在帮他记录他所讲的话的。
And there is a person that personally records everything he says.
那个人叫做巴路。
And this person is.
我们看36章的第四节。
Turn to chapter 36, verse 4.
巴路。第 36章的第四节。
Chapter 36, verse 4. Then Jeremiah called Baruch, the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote on a scroll of the book, at the instruction of Jeremiah, all the words of the Lord which he has spoken to him.
好，所以这里就知道说，哎，耶利米他这个助手很重要，要把他所讲的话记录下来。
And this assistant of his was very important. He had to write down everything he says.
那当先知被关起来不能够讲话的时候，这个巴录要代替先知去宣告他所写下的信息。
So when the prophet was captured and can no longer deliver the message, Baruch has to go and deliver the message.
好，所以第五节、第六节。
So in verses 5 and 6. Verse 5, Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I'm confined, I cannot go into the house of the Lord. 6. You go, therefore, and read from the scroll which you have written, and at my instruction, the words of the Lord in the hearing of the people in the Lord's house on the day of the fasting, and you should also read them in the hearing of all Judah who came from their cities.
好，你就看到说，这当时候这个巴录他所扮演的角色，就是替如果先知不能够说的时候，要替他去念给众百姓听有关于神的信息。
And this is the role of Baruch when Jeremiah was confined, can no longer speak. Then this person has to go and speak on his behalf.
所以我们就知道耶利米书它的这个作者以及它里面在把这个文字写出来的这个人物巴录这两个人。
So now we know these two characters, Jeremiah, who was the author, and also Baruch, who wrote everything down for him.
那因为耶利米他经历了约西亚王，从约西亚王之后到了西底家王这五个王。
And from the time of Jeremiah, he encountered King Josiah through King Zedekiah.
那其实耶利米书里面记载最多王的信息的就是约雅敬王。
With the most recording in the book of Jeremiah was the king of Jehoiakim.
那这个约雅敬他的这个信有关于他当王的时候，神跟他讲，就是讲给这个王相关的信息最多了，因为这个王在位的时间，其实就是这个国家最黑暗的时候。
And he delivered the most messages to King Jehoiakim because it was the time of the darkest time.
那这个王也是对先知最不客气的王。
And this king was the king that was the rudest to Jeremiah.
这个王啊，曾经把耶利米的信息，这个巴录所写的这个书，把它烧掉。
And one time, King Jehoiakim actually burned the scroll that was written by Baruch.
他这个是一个很大胆的作为啊。
And it's a very bold move.
哦，那我们现在看一下36章。
Let's turn back to chapter 36 of Jeremiah.
就了解一下当时候耶利米他所处的处境是怎么样艰难。
And let's describe what kind of a difficult situation Jeremiah was in at that time.
来，我们现在看第36章22节。
Chapter 36, verse 22. Now the king was sitting in the winter house in the ninth month, with a fire burning on the hearth before him.
好，23.
Verse 23. And it happened when Jehudi had read three or four columns, that the king cut it with the scribe's knife and cast it into the fire that was on the hearth, until all the scroll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth.
这是这个王他现在听到了耶利米先知所讲的这些话以后，你看他这个书卷，他就气到把它烧掉，把它割破，把它烧掉。
And after hearing the message from Jeremiah, he was angry and he cut the scroll and burned it.
那当时候第24节特别说，王跟听见这一切的臣仆都不惧怕，也不湿了衣服。
And here it says that these people they were not afraid after burning the scrolls.
可是当时候也是有一些人听到这个先知的话以后，他们心里会害怕的。
And sometimes when they hear the words of the prophet, they would be afraid.
他们但是这个王跟首领他们却对神一点都不畏惧了。
But the king and also the leader, they were not afraid of the words of God.
你看他们当时候甚至要把巴录跟耶利米先知抓起来。
And they even wanted to capture Jeremiah and Baruch.
所以第二十六节特别说，神把他们隐藏起来，所以他们都抓不到。
And verse 26. It says that God has hit them so they could not capture them.
好，那时候我们就看到当时候的这个 背景啊，其实处境来说，耶利米他所讲的话基本上是众人不喜欢听的。
So basically, the message delivered by Jeremiah was something that no one wants to hear.
好，那我们现在如果把，因为我们这个信息很长，我们每一天读一章，但是我们如果综合来看这个整卷书啊。
And if we look at this book as a whole,
那这个书分了几个段落。
And you can divide this book into several sections.
那这些段落呢，并不是按照它那个年代编的。
And it is not chronological.
啊，而是按照它所传讲信息的重点，把它分列出来的。
And we will categorize them into different messages that was delivered.
啊，所以从第一章，基本上第一章就是在介绍这个整个耶利米书。他的主轴，他的序言。
And so, Jeremiah is the prefix of the book of Jeremiah in chapter 1.
好，那说明他怎么当先知的，他到底要做什么工作。
And it describes how he became a prophet and what mission he has.
他的工作有多艰难。
And how difficult his job was.
但是神怎么样跟他保证说，我要跟你同在，你不用害怕。
And how God promised him that he will be with him and you should not be afraid.
然后从第二章开始到第二十五章。
And from chapters 2 to 25,
这个都在指责当时候犹大国的罪恶。
And he was rebuking the sins of the Israelites at that time.
那这当中要指责人的时候，他遇到很多困难。
But when he was rebuking the people, he encountered many difficulties.
那这个时候的先知哦，他的心情实际上是很复杂的。
So we can imagine his heart was very troubled.
因为众人都要抵挡他。
Because everyone wants to go against him.
上到君王，下到平常老百姓每一个人都是不喜欢耶利米所讲的话。
From the king down to the people, no one likes to hear what he says.
所以在这一段里面有指责当时的罪恶，但是同时也说明了一些先知当时的心情，他实在是非常的挫折的。
And so he pointed out the sins of the people and also the confusing heart of Jeremiah.
因为他很难过的。
Because he was in deep sorrow.
很多时候百姓对他是很不客气的。
And many times, people were not nice to him at all.
可是他的那个话是神给他，他不得不讲。
But these words came from God, so he has to deliver them.
所以有些地方的描述说他的心好像有火在烧。
So somewhere in here it described that his heart is like on fire.
他不说不行，但是说了众人又讨厌。
And he has to say it.But then after he say it, nobody likes it.
所以从第十一章开始，我们又看到耶利米先知，他有时候他有自白，就是他自己在讲他的心情，一描述他自己当时的处境，你就看清楚他工作有多艰难。
And so chapter 11 talk about what he was thinking at that time and how difficult his job was.
从十一章开始，十二章每一章基本上都有。
So it was recorded in chapters 11 and 12.
然后从二十六章到三十六章呢？
And from chapters 26 through 36,
这是另外一个段落。
It's another section.
那这个段落基本上是先知他的信息，他对当时候百姓的一个很重要的宣告。
And it is the central message and also the proclamation to the people.
那这个宣告，这些信息都是神给他的。
And he got these messages from God directly.
神要他讲。
God wants him to deliver.
那这里面包括劝勉。
And it includes encouragement.
包括安慰。
Including comfort.
也就是说，在这里面预言了神的审判之后，神要带给他们被掳之后归回的这个信息。
And it prophesied how they would be captured and how they would return.
所以先指责他们的错误之后，接下去就是刑罚，神的处罚。
And God pointed out their sins and their punishments.
那刑罚这当中就是出于神爱的管教以及神要给的安慰。
And within the punishment, God comforted them and God loved them.
所以第二十六章到三十六章这一大段落里面，其中有两章，三十章跟三十一章是很特别的，专门在安慰百姓被掳之后，神要怎么样带领他们重新归回的信息。
And from chapters 30 and 31, it describes how God comforted them and He will restore the Israelites.
好，那从三十七章到四十五章。
So from 37 to
45.
45.
那这一段落就通常都在描述耶利米先知他当时候所遭遇的情况，就是在要亡国的时候以及亡国之后他所遭遇的处境。
And it described the situation at that time after the nation was destroyed.
那这个要描述他的处境，基本上都是有叙述文的，就是好像讲故事一样。
And he described them as in a, like in a story. 哦，
那从46章到51章。
So from chapter 46 through 51. 哦，
那这个就是在论列国的信息了。
He talked about the message to the foreign nations.
是对摩押的、对埃及的、对巴比伦的各国的那个列邦的信息都讲到了。
To Moab, Egypt, and many other foreign nations.
那最后52章就是特别又补充说明当时候耶路撒冷城被毁的经过。
And chapter 52 describe how Jerusalem was destroyed, and the temple of God was destroyed.
那其实这个基本上跟重复第30几章那里有信息是差不多一样的。
And this chapter is coincide with chapter 30 or so. It's the same message.
52章的信息其实是跟39章很类似。
Chapter 52's message is pretty much the same as chapter 39.
那跟列王记下的24章以后25章也很雷同。
And it's very similar to 2 Kings chapter 24 and 25.
这个都在描述当时候那个圣殿被毁的情景。
And it described the situation where the temple was destroyed.
哦，所以这个就是这个几个段落，这个段落我们要掌握住。
And these are the sections that we have to pay attention to.
那这个在这个段落里面呢，从第二章开始啊，我们就看到到第26、25章啊，基本上它都是用诗歌的形态写的。
And from chapters 2 to 25, this is the first section, and it is written in the way of like a psalm.
那所以这个你看，那我们中文圣经的和合本的编排比较看不出来。And 就是我们中文圣经哈。
And it's hard to see from the Chinese version.
哦，但是如果是英文的横排版的圣经，基本上他们你就看出它的那个编排用诗歌的形态写的。
But if you look at the English Bible, you can see that it is written in the way of the psalm.
所以用诗歌形态写的，有时候就是一种描述，它有时候比较夸张，但是你就知道它表达的信息。
And when you write in the form of a psalm, sometimes you can exaggerate, but you can see the message.
那有时候表达神当时候的心情。
And it describes the heart of God at that time.
哦，所以这里面有诗歌体，它的体裁文字体裁不一样啊。
And so there are different types of forms of the way that it is written.
那从26章到45章呢，这里面有先知的宣告跟他的遭遇，这个就好像用叙述文写下来的。
And from chapters 26 to 45, it used the way of description to describe.
所以读起来就很顺，很容易，你就看好像讲故事一样的。
So it is like a story when you read it.
然后最后46章到51章也是诗歌体裁写的。
And so from chapter 46 to 51, it's back in the form of a psalm.
好，所以这个就是这个耶利米书它整个书的结构，跟它那个文字表达的时候有一些不同的形态。
So this is the structure and the type letter that it was written in the book of Jeremiah.
那有时候我们在读这一卷书的时候，要注意一下它讲的年代。有时候它一开始的时候都会先说明是。他这个信息是在哪一个王做王第几年的时候所讲的。
And when we read this book, we have to pay attention to the time frame, when which king was reigning at that time.
有时候很后面的那个章节，他所讲的信息事实上是很前面的事情，所以要看那个年代。
So sometimes the story described in the latter part of the book is describing what happened previously.
哦，所以通常读耶利米书的时候，我们一定要对那个列王的那个历史年代有一些概念。
So we have to know the time frame of the kings when we read this book.
哦，所以我们之前已经读过《列王记》上下了。
And we have read First Kings and Second Kings.
哦，所以从耶利米书以后呢，你就要回去看《列王记下》，从22章以后有关于耶西亚王以后的事情。
So after reading the book of Jeremiah, we need to go back to Second Kings chapter 22 to see the event after the reign of King Josiah.
那所以你对照这个年代以后，你就会发现说，哦，为什么当时候神会让耶利米讲出这一段信息，有他的背景的。
So when you know the time frame, you will understand why God told Jeremiah to say what he says.
好，那耶利米先知他那个时代。跟他同时期的先知有几位的
？And there are a few other prophets that was at the time of Prophet Jeremiah.
比较早一点点做先知的，就是西班牙先知。
And right before him, it was Prophet Zephaniah.
然后就是那鸿先知。
And Nahum.
然后就是哈巴谷先知
and Habakkuk.
哦，这几个先知都是他跟他同时代的人物。
And these three other prophets are in the same time frame.
基本上他们所讲的信息也都跟耶利米所讲的有关系的。
And basically, there's the message is very similar to the message of Jeremiah.
比如说哈巴谷先知
，For example, the prophet Habakkuk.
他就一直在预告那个巴比伦大军要来攻占犹大国。
And he prophesied that the army of Babylon will come and attack.
那当时候那个先知也不了解。
And the prophet did not understand at that time.
所以我们在查考耶哈巴谷书的时候，我们就看到哈巴谷先知他有一首信心的歌，信心的诗歌。
And when we read the book of Habakkuk, we will read the Psalm of Faith.
啊，这个就是同一个时代，他们在面对同样的一个威胁的时候，神给不同的先知传讲，基本上是类似的信息。
And when the prophet faced the same situation, God told different prophets to deliver similar messages.
好，那现在这个耶利米先知啊，他这么特别。
So this is how Jeremiah was, how he was a special prophet.
他是神从母腹就分别出来要去传讲信息的特别人物。
And he was sanctified in the womb, specially to deliver the message for God.
那我们今天在读耶利米书的时候
，So when we read the book of Jeremiah today,
我们很重要有几个重点要抓住的。
And there are a few key points that we have to hold on to.
首先，我们要看耶利米先知这个人物。
And we have to look at this person, this character.
那当我们看到这个人物的时候，我们一定要想到他跟我有什么关系。
And when we see this character, we need to relate how he is relating to us.
我们会觉得说，这个就是耶利米他的事情，跟我什么关系啊
？So we should not think that this happened to Jeremiah. It has nothing to do with us today.
但其实耶利米先知他这个工作，他所要讲的话，跟我们当代这个时候是有关系的啦。
But what the message of Jeremiah, what he said has everything to do with us today.
因为其实我们今天的身份跟耶利米很像的。
Because our status is very similar to Jeremiah.
我们所要面对的环境也很相似啊。
The environment we face is very similar.
我们所要预言的结局那个灾祸也很相似啊。
And the end result or the disaster is very similar too.
所以我们从查考耶利米书里面看到这个先知他的特质的时候，要想到我有没有像这样子，像耶利米先知这样子。
So when we read the book of Jeremiah, we should relate this to us. Are we in the similar situation?
所以神的信息是会跟我们讲的。
And so the God's message is talking to us.
我们能不能够勇敢的像耶利米一样去宣告这个信息，即使很多人都不喜欢听
？So can we bravely and boldly preach the message that Jeremiah was preaching that nobody wants to hear?
好，那从他所讲的这个信息看来。
Looking at his message,
耶利米书他里面有在责备罪恶的事情
，and he was accusing people of sins.
他也有在宣告神的安慰、神的救恩
，and he also proclaimed the comfort and also the salvation of God.
所以耶利米书里面有很多救恩的预言
，and so in the book of Jeremiah, there are many message of salvation.
耶利米先知里面他所表达出来的特质，也有很多是跟主耶稣基督很像的。
And the characteristic that he has is very similar to Jesus Christ.
哦，所以我们在读耶利米书的时候，我们要看到主耶稣基督救恩的影子。
So when we read the book of Jeremiah, we need to see the shadow of the salvation of Jesus Christ.
这本书不是只是在讲公元前五百多年前的事情。
And this book is not merely talking about what happened 600 and something BC.
这本书里面有很多信息是跟主耶稣基督的救恩有很重要关系的。
And this book has many messages directly relating to the coming of Jesus Christ.
从他所这个信息的连跟救恩的连带性看来，我们就看到耶利米先知这个人本身也有很多主耶稣基督的影子。
And relating to the salvation, the prophet Jeremiah is like the shadow of Jesus Christ.
哦，所以你看主耶稣他在传福音的时候
，So when Jesus was still preaching in this world,
他有一次问他的门徒说：“你们说我是谁
？”He one time he asked his disciple, "Who do you think I am?"
他问先问门徒，我们现在看马太福音第十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16.
他问门徒说：“到底人其他人都说人子是谁啊？”
And everyone says, "Who is the Son of Man?"
看马太十六章的第十五节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 15.
十三节开始。
Verse 13 on. Verse 13. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" 14. So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets, 15. And he said to them, but who do you say that I am?
16节.
Verse 16, and Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
好, 你看这一段, 当时候, 当世代的人呢, 他们把主耶稣认为说, 他很像耶利米。
And the people at that time, they think Jesus Christ is like Elijah.
那表示说这个耶利米书里面他所讲的信息跟耶利米这个人的表现一定有耶稣基督的影子的。
So we can relate this that Jeremiah must have the shadow of Jesus Christ.
所以我们要从读耶利米书里面去看到救恩的预表性。
So from reading Jeremiah, we need to relate this to the salvation plan of God.
我们要从先知的表现去看到主耶稣基督的影子，然后连带看到我们自己应该像这样子。
From the act of Jeremiah, we need to see the shadow of Jesus Christ and how that relates to us today.
所以这就是我们在读先知书的时候，我们要抓住的重点，因为这个主耶稣自己说的。
And so this is the main point that we have to grab hold onto because this is what Jesus said.
我们要求主耶稣开我们的心窍。
We need to ask Jesus Christ to open our hearts.
所以我们读律法的书, 诗篇跟先知的书, 我们都能够看到救恩, 看到耶稣基督。
So when we read the book of the law and the Psalms, we can see Jesus Christ and also his salvation plan.
好, 那所以我们在这一个多月两个月之间呢, 我们要仔细的每一天好好去读这里面的信息。
So in these 2 months or so, we need to carefully read this book.
仔细去想一想, 这一章在告诉我们什么道理?
We need to carefully consider what message we need to learn from this.
那现在我们现在看回来第一章, 耶利米书第一章。
So let's turn back to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1.
第一章, 这个神把先知分别出来。
So God sanctified this prophet.
那当时候神特别跟他说, 我现在派你做列国的先知, 当时候先知耶利米他吓一跳。
And God said, I ordain you a prophet to the nations. And Jeremiah was shocked.
第六节,
Verse 6.
我就说主啊, 我不知道怎么样说, 因为我是年幼的。
Verse 6. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth.
那其实如果按照祭司服侍神的年龄来看呢,
And from the age that a person can be a priest.
那个民数记里面呢, 特别说, 那个, 祭司立位人他们服侍的年龄是从30岁到50岁。
And from the book of Numbers, it described that the person can serve as a priest from age 30 to 50.
但是民数记里面特别强调他们25岁立位人的25岁的时候就要到那个会幕里面去学习服侍神。
And book of Numbers also described that at the age of 25, they need to go to the tabernacle and serve.
那所以从25岁就进去学习怎么服侍神，到30岁的时候就正式
So at the age of 25, they would go in to learn how to serve the Lord, and by the age of 30, they can serve.
如果从这样子联系看来的话, 其实当时候耶利米先知应该已经不年轻了。
So from that fact, we can know that Jeremiah was not young anymore.
应该20几岁了。
And he's about 20s.
可是当时候耶利米认为说我是年幼的。
But Jeremiah said, I'm still a youth.
我不知道怎么说啊。
I don't know how to speak.
因为耶利米 本身的个性不是那种很强烈的人。
And Jeremiah doesn't have a strong personality.
所以我们常常会看到一些书籍在介绍耶利米书的时候，都说耶利米是一个流泪的先知。
And sometimes when we read different books, they would describe Jeremiah as a prophet that laments.
他就是他心情是他的心是很柔软的，很容易被感动的。
And he has a very soft heart, he is easily touched.
所以他看到这个悲惨的景象，他就会伤心流泪的。
So when he sees this pitiful situation, he would shed tears.
你看他这么一个感情丰富的人，他现在要去面对一群对他很凶的人，对他来说是一个很艰难的、很艰巨的任务。
And as a person full of emotions, it's very difficult to face people who wants to attack him.
但是神的话临到他的时候，神就知道，神就已经 认为说这个就是适当的时机，他应该去做的。
So when God's word came to him, it is the best time for him to speak.
所以第七节，神就跟耶利米这样说：“你不要说我是年幼的，因为我差遣你到谁那里去，你就要去。我吩咐你说什么，你都要说。”Verse
7, But the Lord said to me, Do not say I am a youth, for you should go to all whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you should speak.
第八节说：“你不要怕他们，因为我跟你同在，我要拯救你。”
Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you.
这里神特别跟他鼓励了。
So the Lord encouraged him.
他说现在不是所谓年幼不年幼的问题了。
And this is not the matter, not the time to say that you're young or not.
他现在是神所派的人。
Now you are the one that is sent by God.
所以神说我派你去谁那里你就去。
So whoever I command you to go, you should go and speak.
我要你说的话你就说。
You speak whatever I tell you to speak.
你不用担心你是年幼没有经验的。
Do not be afraid of your youth and your inexperience.
神给他一个很重要的保证，我与你同在。
And God gave him a guarantee that I will be with you.
我要拯救你。
And I will deliver you.
那这个我要拯救你，就说明他在接受神的任务同时，一定会遇到困难。
So when he said I will deliver you, that means when Jeremiah delivered God's message, he will encounter difficulty.
甚至有时候是非常的危险。
And sometimes he would encounter life-threatening situation.
但神说我要把你救出来，你不用担心。
But God said, "I will deliver you, so don't worry."
好，所以这个就是神，他分别一个人，然后他差派一个人，他最后他给他一个保证，我要与你同在，我要拯救你，你放心的照我所吩咐的去做。
So this is how he was sanctified by God and also called by God to deliver his message, and that God will be with him and he will deliver him.
神讲完之后
，and after the Lord said this,
第九节
，verse 9。
他说：“神伸手按我的口对我说。”
And the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth and said,
他说：“我已经将当说的话传给你了。”
I have put my words in your mouth.
就是说，神说我把我的话放在你的嘴巴里了。
And so the Lord said, I have put my word into your mouth.
那表示说，现在耶利米他讲的话是神的话语。
So whatever Prophet Jeremiah said is the word of God.
是神先把他的话放进来的。
God has put his word into his mouth.
他只是神的传声筒。
So he is only a vessel or
a channel. 就是把这个神的话讲出去啊。
And he is speaking on behalf of God.
其实神也可以自己讲啊。
Of course, God can say it himself.
但是神现在把他的话放在先知的口中了。
But God chose to give the word into the mouth of Jeremiah.
那这个话放进去的时候，就是用这个动作去表达神说我伸手按神按耶利米的口。
So how did the Lord put his word into the mouth of Jeremiah? He put forth his hand and touched his mouth.
他的口被神摸过的。
So his mouth was touched by God.
被神摸过的口，他就有神的话，神就把他的话放进去了。
So the mouth that is touched by God is a person that God has put his words into his mouth.
然后这个话讲完之后，第十节说，看啊，我今日立你在列国列邦之上。
And after this, God says in verse 10, See, I have this day set you over the nation and over the kingdoms.
他目的在哪里？是要施行拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆。
And the purpose is to root out and to pull out.
就是先要做毁灭的工作。
And he has to destroy first.
然后之后要建立、要栽植。
And then build and to plant.
所以说要重新开始。
So in another word, he has to start over.
所以这个就是他的工作，神给他权柄。
And this is his work. God gave him the authority.
这个权柄就是要去重新建立起神的国度。
And this authority is to rebuild the kingdom of God.
要把神的话重新的把它放在百姓的心上。
And to put the word of the Lord into the heart of the people.
让这个神的国度重新的复兴、荣耀起来。
So God's kingdom can be revived and restored.
那这个就是耶利米先知他所得到神的保证。
And this is the promise that Jeremiah got from God.
神的差派。
This is the calling of God.
那这个过程之后哈，你看第十一节，特别又神又让耶利米看到了两个异象。
And from 11 on, God let Jeremiah see two visions.
那看到这个杏树枝这个异象。
And he saw the branch of an almond tree.
那这个杏树枝。第十二节，神对他说：“对我说，你看得不错，因为我留意保守我的话，使得成就。”
Then the Lord said to me, "You have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word."
哦，因为这个杏树这个字眼本身就是神说我很留心，我很留意，让我的话会成就。这个就是我所讲的话都会实现的意思了。
So almond tree prefigured that whatever the Lord said will be fulfilled.
好，然后。他所讲的话会实现，其中里面包括就是讲的审判毁灭从北方来。
And when he said this, that means the kingdom will be destroyed and restored from the north.
因为接下去第十三节就是另外一个意象，就是那个烧开的锅从北方倒下来。
And verse 13 is the second vision. He saw a boiling pot.
那这个就是神 神所要兴起的国度要来刑罚，要来审判这个以色列选民。
And God has raised this kingdom to punish the Israelites.
为什么要刑罚他们
？And why do they need to be punished?
因为第十六节说他们离弃的神。
In verse 16, it says that they have turned away from God.
他们把他们的心转向这个假神偶像去了。
They turned their heart into idols.
所以这个工作基本上就是要让百姓的心重新回到神那里来。
So the reason why God did this is because God wants their heart to return back to Him.
这个工作很艰难。
This is a very difficult job.
所以十七节神说你要束腰。
So in verse 17 it says you have to gird your waist.
起来把我所要吩咐你的话都告诉他们，不要害怕。
And speak to them all that I commanded you without fear.
第十八节
in verse 18,
我今日要使你成为坚城铁柱铜墙，跟全地跟犹大的君王首领祭司跟地上的众民反对。
And I have made you this day a fortified city and an iron pillar and bronze wall against the whole land, against the king of Judah, against the princes, against the priests, and against the people of land.
第十九节说他们要攻击你，但是不能够胜过你。
They will fight against you, but they will not prevail against you.
这就看到说，当你看先知已经知道他现在要去面对的这些对象，就是你看从上到君王，下到众民，全部都跟他反对。
So this is the people that will be facing against Jeremiah, from the king all the way to down to the people.
那你看他今天耶利米，其实他得到神的这个信息之后，接下去呢，他就是开始去喊了、啊，去。大声喊叫了。
So after Jeremiah received the message from God, he went and proclaimed the message out loud.
第二章开始就是他先指责犹大百姓忘记了神的爱。
So in chapter 2, he pointed out how the Israelites have forgotten the love of God.
好，那我们现在看到这一章一开头这样的介绍以后。
So after seeing the introduction of this book,
我们接下去看他所讲的信息，这个是其中一个我们要注意的道理。
And now we'll consider one of the messages that that we need to consider.
但是我们要了解我们自己本身，其实要看到耶利米所表达这个影子，就是在讲我们自己。
And we need to understand that the shadow of Jeremiah should be us.
我们今天，我们会不会认为说我们是在没有出生以前，我们就是被神所认识、被神所分别为圣的人呢？
So today, do you consider yourself a sanctified person that God knew before you were born?
还是说啊，这个就是耶利米，这我不是这样的人。
Or do you merely think that this is Jeremiah, it's not us?
那如果我们不会这样想的时候，那表示我们到底还没有看进去。
So if we don't think this way, then we do not understand this book yet.
我们现在看以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians, chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
以弗所书一章三节，请读。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Verse 4. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us to adoption as Son of Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will.
好，你看到这里，第四节特别说，神从创立世界以前，在基督耶稣里面已经拣选了我们了。
And in verse 4, it says that before the foundation of the world, that He already chose us.
他而且让我们在耶稣基督里面成为圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
So that we should be holy and without blemish.
其实
be blameless.
就是我们已经被分别为圣出来的人。
And this means that we are sanctified.
我们今天其实。早就我们在还没有来到世界以前，神就已经认识我们，拣选了我们了。
So before we even came into the earth, God already knew us and chose us.
那这些被神所拣选的人呢，有工作的。
And those people who are chosen by God, they have a job to do.
我们现在看罗马书。
And let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
因为以弗所书那里讲的道理就是讲我们呢，我们是被神所拣选啊，成为圣洁的人呢。
And in the book of Ephesians, we just read that we are the chosen ones.
好，我们现在看罗马书第八章。
Turn to the book of Romans chapter
8. 第二十九节，三十节。
Verses 29 and 30. Verse 29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. 30. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified, and whom he justified, these he also glorified.
这里所讲的就是我们今天每一个蒙主选召的人都是被主预先所知道的。
So those who are called by God today, we are predestined.
我们今天都被主所召来来跟从耶稣的。
And we are called to follow Jesus Christ.
借着耶稣基督 的救恩，我们被称为义的。
And through the salvation of Jesus Christ, we are called righteous.
他要让我们得荣耀。
And we are to receive the glory.
那这个荣耀就是今天要去宣扬神的这个救恩所带出来这个神国度的扩张。
And this glory means that we need to proclaim the gospel and the expansion of his nation.
我们可以在神的这个荣耀国度上有份。
And we have part in this glorious kingdom of God.
你看，所以当我们被选召以后，
So after we are called,
主耶稣告诉我们说要往普天下去传福音给万民听。
And Jesus Christ told us that we need to preach to all nations.
那我们去讲的时候不要害怕。
And when we go to preach, we should not be afraid.
所以马可福音第十六章，
So in Mark chapter 16,
第十六章的第十五节，
Mark chapter 16 verse 15,
主耶稣今天也是差我们往各地去。
And Jesus Christ has sent us everywhere.
他告诉我们要讲什么话。
And he told us what to say.
十五节。
In verse 15, and he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach to the gospel to every creature." 16. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And 17. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. 18.They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hand on the sick, and they will recover.
你看这里这一段信息，我们很熟悉，常常在读的。
And we read this passage very often.
主耶稣基督现在派我们出去传福音给万民听。
And now Jesus Christ has sent us to preach to all nations.
他要我们去宣告信而受洗的必然得救。
And he wants us to proclaim that those who believe and is baptized will be saved.
那信的人就有神迹随着。
And those who believe will have signs and miracles.
这个就是今天我们如果愿意照神的吩咐去行啊。
So if we are willing to do according to his will,
我们一定看到神的同在。
We will see the abundance of God.
所以其实我们可以不用害怕，我们可以很放心的。
So we can rest assured and be in peace.
我们今天所处的处境其实比耶利米当时候还容易多了。
And our environment today is much easier than the time of Jeremiah.
如果耶利米当时候都能够这么勇敢的去宣告这个信息，
if Jeremiah can boldly preach the gospel at that time,
今天我们何尝不能够去大声的宣告这个救人的信息呢？
And how can we not do the same today to proclaim the word of God?
那我们如果能够真的照主所吩咐的去行，
And if we can do according to his command,
就是说我们现在讲的话不是我们自己的话，
And we speak not our own words,
是神按了我们的口把 他的话放在我们的口中，
And it is God who put his word into our mouth,
那我们只是去传达而已，
And we are only a deliverer,
当我们愿意这样做的时候，
If we're willing to do this,
然后神就要与我们同在。
Then God will be with us.
我们最后来看马太福音二十八章。
Lastly, turn to Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音二十八章。
Matthew chapter 28.
第十九节。
Verse 19. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. 20. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
你看这里，主耶稣特别说，我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，那么我就要常与你们同在。
In verse 20 reads that teaching them to observe all things that I command you, then I will be with you always.
这个就是当时候神跟耶利米讲的话。
This is the exact same thing that God told Jeremiah.
不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
你只管说我说过的话。
Just preach what I tell you to preach.
我一定与你同在，我要拯救你。
And I will deliver you, and I will be with you always.
因为我们今天在读耶利米书的时候，我们都能够学到这样的一个信息。
And may we, when we read the book of Jeremiah, we can receive this, the same message.
今天都是属神的。
We belong to God.
神把他的信息给了我们。
God gave his message to all of us.
要勇敢的去宣扬，去传讲。
Now we need to bravely go and preach.
我们照神的吩咐去行，神就与我们同在。
If we do accordingto his command, then God will be with us.
我们一定能够共同享受神国里面的荣耀。
Then we can all enjoy the glory that is in his kingdom.
再来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
243首。
243.